We carried forth that great gift of freedom and delivered it safely to future generations. Thank you. God bless you.
A crowd of some 100 people gathering around a projector screen at Coco's restaurant in Dayton last night, watching a replay of the inaugural ceremonies and the swearing-in of America's 44th president. Hosting the event, PUSH, Professionals United for Sexual Health, a newly formed group of young professionals focused on promoting sexual health. The event was a benefit aimed at keeping Planned Parenthood's free condom program operating through 2009. We'll talk more about that group and their efforts this week, but it was the inauguration of President Barack Obama that took center stage yesterday. And event attendees Sonia Hill, Joy Schwab, and Terry Swift expressed their thoughts on the day.
Really inspirational, really emotional. It was a proud moment for me, for America, just to see history in the making.
It's wonderful. Thank God. I think he's the man that can actually be able to inspire people and get people organized and use his skill and intelligence to turn the country around.
I thought he looked a little scared before he walked out. I would be scared too. He's facing huge challenges. He's got two war fronts going on. He's got the economic crisis. It's an amazing challenge, and he managed to address it in the speech in terms that didn't downplay the crisis, but managed to give hope.
Andy Evislage of Dayton agreed that there were challenges before the new president, but also noted the challenges set before the American people.
Oftentimes, people are sitting back expecting just to have their freedoms instead of realizing that we need to fight for everything that we believe in. And if that means marching, if that means speaking out, if it means writing a letter to the editor or to our congressman, then that's what it means to keep our freedoms.
Those thoughts were echoed by Rob Klaben of Bellbrook, who was optimistic about Obama's ability to bring different political parties together. And Kevin Tibbs of Dayton agreed, for the most part.
People want to see him do a great job, whether they're Democrats, whether they're Republicans, whether they're independents. I think the country is behind him, and I think he'll be successful because there are tough times, but people are going to pull together to make sure that the next 8 years are just the best 8 years ever.
True unity, I'm not sure, but I mean, I think we'll find common ground once they see good work being done and remedies being kind of put on these ailments of the country. I mean, why can't you get along? You've got to get along. Yeah.
That common ground may have been found for a short time at least, because while there were people at the event who were more circumspect about the policies of a new administration, they seemed content to let the day remain a celebration of a new American president. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.